Dr. Albert, do you attend a clinic note on Samantha Quinton? Birthday's 10/8/96. Patient seen with history of cough and congestion for the past several days. The slight sore throat, also a history of the recurrent urinary tract symptoms with dysuria off and on for the past several weeks, with history of frequent urinary tract infection, surgical history, cyst removal in groin, C-sections times two. Present illness, patient relates to cough for the past few days, increased at bedtime with chills and flu-like symptoms with plus congestion. No other associated symptoms, review of symptoms, constitutional, CVS, limp, GI, GU, eyes, musculoskeletal, skin, neural, psychiatric, all within normal limits except history of dysuria one or two times a past 1 or 2 months. The patient also reports chest parasternal discomfort the past 3 days, increase in movement and cough. Patient has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Negative for normal to inspection, lips and conjunctiva normal, pupils equal light and accommodation, ears within normal limits, nose with that out abnormality, pharynx normal. Airways open, neck negative for adenopathy or masses, lungs with scattered bronchi with peristernal tenderness to chest walls, no rows or wheezes, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, bowel sounds normal active, central CVS, no regular rhythm without murmurs or gallop, PMI display, skin normal turgor without rash, extremities negative for cyanosis, edema or swelling, neuropsychiatric normal with orientation times 4, cranial nerve 2 to 12 and 2 to 10 intact, no motor sensory deficit noted, motor effect within normal limits. Patient had flu screen, COVID test, and urine with culture and sensitivity, which were negative. Patient was given with final diagnosis of bronchitis with upper respiratory infection with possible urinary tract infection with per history. Patient given prescription for Medrol and Levaquin, 250 milligrams to take twice daily for the next 10 days with results of culture pending to follow up with primary doctor versus urologist in the near future. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.